Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Okay, let me hear what they have to say.
All right, well, they said you consider your calendar. Said you don't want to start a fast if you have an important meeting midweek, you know, or something like that. You want to make sure that you schedule when you're losing weight at a good time when you know you can commit.
Wrong.
Make some room. Cliff and Kendall are back. No, seriously, they're morbidly obese. You're going to have to scoot over.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall. Oh.
Oh, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall, happy birthday, you old so-and-so.
Oh, Cliff, it's not my birthday.
It's not my birthday, and I won't cry if you want.
Because I refuse to be 1 year away from 30. I refuse.
Kendall, I got news. You're not even a year away from 30 anymore. It is less than a year away for you.
Cliff, it's a year away from me being skinny in my 20s. I have to do it. I swear to God.
You won't. It's okay. It's all right. You have, and then when we're
faith in me, for God's
when
sake.
We're in our 30s, which our listeners will hear, march to the grave.
Can you believe our listeners will hear every bit of our 30s?
They are so lucky. They are so lucky.
They are clapping at home.
They're
right
gonna now. Hear the whole decade, 520 episodes of Cliff and Kendall. Being 30-something.
Nicholas, I don't want to turn this into a big obesithon or anything.
Oh, it's not possible, Kendall. This will be the first time ever.
Being my birthday, I want to take one moment to talk about the enormity of the situation for a second. Yes, thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
That was just a birthday cake opening up, Cliff. Jumping out of a birthday cake. So here's my thought on the whole birthday thing.
Okay.
Or on the old, not on the whole birthday thing, on the whole obesity.
The old, okay.
So if obesity... Oh, God. So you know how when people...
That was your grave opening, so you can put one foot in it.
Yeah, that's one step closer to the grave.
Oh, yeah.
So you know, Cliff, how people smoke, and they say, well, if you want to try to quit smoking, you should, like, fill it with something else. You should chew gum or something, you know?
Kiddo, there's nothing that lasts that many hours for me eating all day.
Well, okay, but here's the thing.
Sleeping.
Eating is my cigarettes. This show is the chewing gum, okay?
Okay.
So when I am chewing gum or recording a podcast... I don't think so much about eating. I have something to look forward to. I have something to enjoy.
Are you now, building up, Kendall, to announce that our show is going to go 5 times a week now that...
No, I'm building up to tell you that we have been off for a little while, and I'm so obese. I'm so obese, Cliff.
We've been putting out classic shows every week, but it does feel like a long time since we have sat down here in this blessed
Cliff, 7 days is
podcast.
Way too long to go with
golden
that podcast.
Golden podcast booth
too fast.
Of glory, Kendall.
But now, what? Well, I was going to say, I still have this dish sitting out at our front door.
A certain Mexican dish?
No, not that dish. I have a dish full of candy sitting in next to our front door.
Oh, bad idea.
My brain told me, Kendall, if you get candy for trick-or-treaters, you are going to eat it all.
Oh, yeah.
But
your brain is right.
But I have a bigger organ than my brain, and that's my stomach, Cliff.
No, not
what you're thinking. So my stomach told me, now, Kendall, if you don't get candy, some poor trick-or-treater might come by, and you might not have anything for them other than a Cliff and Kendall show on CD. So I went out, and I bought candy, thinking I could resist this. I can do this. There are 2 pieces of candy left in that dish, Cliff. And I think we all know, you and I both know, and our listeners all know where that candy went.
How many trick-or-treaters did you have long Halloween ago?
I had 0. So I think we all know what happened to it.
Fat co-host.
I'm a fat bitch. The fat train has left the station, Cliff, and I'm driving.
Oh,
I'm the conductor on the fat train.
Holy rolling. Everyone ride on the fat train. Kendall, I was thinking the other day, you and I, we need to sign a new sign-off. Maybe at episode 200.
I thought you said we need to sign a contract.
We're going to sign a contract written in blood. That 100 years from Halloween night, we will return to this podcast booth and get this pirate booty that is buried beneath the board. Yep. But no, Kendall, on maybe our 200th episode, we need a new sign-off, because I was listening to Car Talk the other day, because I feel like they're our soul brothers and our, you know, what we need to be.
Yes, I often think of Car Talk when I think of Cliff and Kendall.
Listen, if anybody actually listens to it, they do think of that, because they're just there laughing and having a good time. All is missing it. They talk more about cars and we belch more. Other than that, it's the same show.
Are they bottom belching all over the place?
No doubt. But anyway, at the end of Car Talk, they say, because they're brothers on there. Like, we're brothers from another mother. They're brothers from the same mother.
Uh-huh.
And they say, don't drive like my brother. And the other one says, no, don't drive like my brother. And I thought we should say, don't eat like my co-host. And the other one says, oh, no, don't eat like my co-host.
Well, we'll run that past Mr. Snodbottom, see what he thinks about it.
What? Oh, that's hilarious.
That is hilarious, Cliff.
It is hilarious. You know, what's less hilarious is now... They're still laughing. They are still laughing. Kendall, but now, you may have noticed this whole episode thus far, I've had this large package sitting in my lap.
Oh, and, Cliff, I did notice that. I noticed that a long time ago.
Oh, Kendall, but today it's even bigger because I have a birthday gift for you.
Not a birthday gift, Cliff.
It is an MP3 birthday gift that I made especially for you, Kendall, on this, your 29th birthday.
Oh, should I play it now?
Yeah, just insert it into the MP3 slot.
In front of all the listeners and everybody?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, I'll play it.
Oh, baby. And I never thought I'd see this day, 'cause I thought I would be dead. But I'm glad I got the chance to say, Kendall, happy 29th birthday. Don't worry that I'll go away, 'cause our show will never end. 'Cause we are co-hosts for life, and there's something I want you to hear from me. We're sassy, we're obese, oh, and you can bet dollars to hash on that, for sure, 'cause that's what friends are for. My fat times, your thin times, I'll eat by your side forevermore. Oh, that's what friends are for. Well, you're such a friend to me, just like Ethel and Lucy. And for being a friend, I thank you. But for the times when we're apart, well then listen to this show, and you'll hear these words right from my heart, and feel the friendship of your co-host. Oh, we're sassy, we're obese, you can always bet dollars to hash on that. Fosh, that's what friends are for. Your fat times, my thin times, I'll eat by your side forevermore. Oh, that's what friends are for. Whoa, we're sassy, we're obese, oh, and you can always bet dollars to hash on that, for sure, that's what friends are for. Off at times, off at a times, I'll be by your side forevermore.
No matter what.
Oh, that's what fat friends are for. We're sassy, we're obese, oh, and you can always spend dollars to have.
Oh, Cliff, that was wonderful.
Oh, Kendall, that's what fat friends are for.
Oh, that was so wonderful. I felt like I was on some old, like, 80s TV show or some 80s talk show, and they were doing a celebration of my life.
This is your life. Very quickly, I would like to thank Mr. Snodbine for helping me produce that track, and Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn for the harmonica solo.
Oh, so. She's so good at the harmonica.
She's a harmonica virtuoso. She wanted me to mention that.
Oh, okay. Well, Cliff, I really enjoyed that. Thank you so, so much.
Well, happy birthday from the bottom of my heart.
From the bottom of your fat heart.
Best gift I could ever give, the gift of voice. I'm in my perfect pitch.
I did focus a lot on the part where you said, your fat times, my thin times. I still wait for that moment. I can't wait. Hopefully,
yeah.
That's my birthday wish for this year. And Cliff, that's no joke.
No joke. No, it was not a joke. It was an expression of love.
And Cliff, neither are these
birthday jokes. It was one big spasm of love, Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, why don't you start us out on my birthday?
Kendall, happy birthday. I was thinking about jokes on your birthday, so I had our writers write some jokes that were about bars. Didn't that sound good?
I thought you were going to write jokes about pearly gates.
No, Kendall, I leave the pearly gates to the master.
Okay, good, because I got one coming up.
The local bar, Kinder.
Kinder?
Yes. It's a bar, Kinder. The local bar, Kendall, was so sure that its bartender was the strongest man around that they offered a standing $1,000 bet. The bartender would, this is what would happen, the bartender would squeeze a lemon until all the juice ran into a glass and then hand the lemon to a patron, and anybody that could squeeze one more drop of juice out would win the money. Ooh. And now, Kendall, over time, many people had tried. Weightlifters, longshoremen, etc., but nobody could do it. And one day, Kendall, this scrawny, and listeners, little man, came into the bar. And he's wearing thick glasses and a polyester suit. And in a tiny, squeaky nerd voice, he said, I'd like to try the bet. And after the laughter had died down, because they just laughed and laughed, those burly bar patrons, and the bartender, he said, all right, grabbed a lemon and squeezed away. And then he handed the wrinkled remains of the rind to the little man. But the crowd's laughter turned to total silence as the man clenched his fist around the lemon and six drops of lemon juice fell into the glass.
Oh my God.
As the crowd cheered, the bartender paid the 1,000 buckaroos and asked the little man, what do you do for a living? Are you a lumberjack? Are you a weightlifter? Or what? And the man, of course, replied, Kendall, I work for the IRS. The IRS, Kendall, is there anything funnier than a joke about the IRS?
No, Cliff. I thought you were going to say that I sat on the lemon. And a whole another gallon of lemon juice came out.
You sat on a lemon, you sat on a moon pie, and then you sat in a bowl of porridge that was just right, Kendall.
Yeah.
Tell me a joke that happened on your birthday.
Cliff, this prominent young attorney was on his way to court to begin arguments on a complex lawsuit.
Love him already. You know I love prominent young attorneys.
Well, this joke's taking a turn, Cliff. He suddenly found himself at the gates of heaven.
Oh!
Pearly gates, Cliff. Now, St. Peter, he started to escort him inside when he began to protest that his untimely death had been some sort of mistake. I am much too young to die. I'm only 35. St. Peter.
Kendall, remember when 35 seemed so old?
I know, Cliff, we're almost there.
Oh, no.
So St. Peter agreed that 35 did seem a bit young to be entering the pearly gates.
It does.
And so he said he would check on his case. Now, after he investigated the case, he told the attorney, I'm afraid there is no mistake, my son. We verified your age on the basis of numbers of hours you've billed to your clients, and according to that, you're at least 108 years old. What a corrupt asshole lawyer that was, Cliff.
What a corrupt lawyer. Kendall, elsewhere on your birthday.
Elsewhere.
A popular bar Oh, Kendall, this what an age to be alive. This bar,
bar
had a new robotic bartender installed.
Ooh.
And a guy came in for a drink, some regular Joe off the street, and the robot asked him, "What's your IQ?" And the man replied, 130. This was a smart guy. And so the robot proceeded to make conversation about smart things. Like physics and astronomy, which all smart people just, that's what they like to gab about,
my friends
and I, and so on. And the man listened intently and thought, well, this is really cool. And so another guy came in for a drink, and the robot asked him, "What's your IQ?" And the man responded, 120. So the robot started talking about the Super Bowl and dirt bikes and Law and Order Los Angeles.
Oh, all the things I love.
And the man thought to himself, "Well, this is really cool." And so a third guy, Kendall, came in to the bar. And as with the others, the robot asked him first question that he'd been programmed to ask, "What's your IQ?" And the man replied, 80. And the robot then said, "So, how are things in Alabama these days?"
That bitch robot, Cliff.
Worst state in the union.
The worst. Right next to Alaska.
Ugh.
Now, Cliff.
Yeah.
This bartender.
Ugh.
He says, "My God, what happened to you?" he asked Kelly as he hobbled in on a crutch, one arm in a cast.
Oh, no.
Now, Kelly, he said, "I got in a tiff with Riley." And
Kelly and Riley? I don't like
you. You're about to find out. And the bartender
says, "I don't like
the bartender says, "Riley, he's just a wee fellow who squeezes oranges," the barkeep said, surprised. "He must have had something in his hand." And Kelly said, "That he did. A shovel. He had a shovel in his hand." And the bartender says, "Dear Lord, didn't you have anything in your hand?" And he said, "Well, yeah, I did. I had Miss Riley's left tip. And a beautiful thing it was, but not much use in a fight." Cliff, there are so many sluts in these jokes these days. They just continue
sluts
to populate our jokes.
Kendall, all our jokes are about our sluts and assholes.
And pearly
speaking,
gates.
Sluts and assholes at the pearly gates.
Yes.
A man walks into a bar and he sees a good-looking, smartly dressed woman perched on a bar stool. And so he walks up behind her and says, "Hi there, good-looking. How's it going?" And she turns around and faces him, looks him straight in the eye and says, "Oh, listen, I'll screw anybody, anytime, anywhere. Your place, my place, it doesn't matter. I've been doing it ever since I got out of college. I just flat out love it." And he says, "No kidding, I'm a lawyer too. What firm are you with?" Kendall, that was for you, a lawyer joke, even though I know personally that they are wonderful, beautiful people.
Oh, Cliff, all these jokes are about sluts and assholes, i.e. lawyers.
Oh, they
I'm
are
just
beautiful
kidding.
People,
I'm
and I love
kidding.
Them. I love the lawyers
now,
of America.
Cliff.
Yeah.
Our good friend has come to stop by on my birthday, little Johnny. Now, Cliff, he was purchasing some condoms.
Oh, little Johnny.
I know. He's growing up, Cliff. And he remarked with a smile, "I'm giving my girl a birthday present tonight." "Yes, sir," smiled the drug clerk. Well, then the drug clerk added, forcing a straight face, "Would you perhaps like these gift wrap?" And little Johnny Cliff, he didn't miss a beat.
Humor.
He said, "Well, that wouldn't make much sense. They're the gift wrapping."
Oh,
he was giving her his Wang as
Wang.
A birthday gift.
Happy Wang Day to you. Kendall, a man walks into an English pub with a steering wheel in his pants. And the bartender, he says, "Why do you have a steering wheel in your pants?" That's what he's British. That's what he sounds like.
Yeah, he did sound British.
That's exactly what he's sounding like. And the man replies, "I don't know, but it's driving me nuts."
Cliff, it is driving his nuts.
Oh, Kendall, that's hilarious. What a funny joke I just told. Kendall, what is the definition of a vagina?
Oh, I don't know, Cliff. A bulldog eating mayonnaise?
Oh, it's the box a penis comes in.
Oh.
And what do you call 12 naked men sitting on each other's shoulders?
Oh, Cliff, I don't know. What do you call them?
Happy birthday. A scrotum pole. And
happy birthday.
Finally, Kendall. Why you may want to leave the room. Go get some
on
birthday
my birthday?
Cake. Why did dinosaurs have sex underwater?
Oh, Cliff, it may be my best birthday present if you didn't even finish the joke.
You try to keep 500 pounds of pussy wet.
Oh, yikes, Cliff. And with that, it's time for a break.
Happy 29th birthday. Okay.
We'll be right back.
Whoa!
More sass right after this.
Here's a message of importance to millions of people who are continually pale and washed out, weak and run down. Doctors will tell you that these conditions are often caused by a deficiency of iron, the iron you need to build healthy blood, to keep your body function properly, and to keep you physically fit and mentally alert. Ironized yeast tablets provide you with a simple and effective way to get the daily iron your body requires. Ironized yeast is a concentrated iron tonic combined with high-potency brewer's yeast, one of the natural sources of vitamin B1. And every daily dose of ironized yeast gives you more than your daily minimum iron requirement in a form your body can easily use and put to work. Of course, pallor and weakness can come from other causes, so see your doctor regularly. But medical studies show that 2 out of 3 women, particularly those between 15 and 50, and many, many men, lack sufficient iron. So if you're not getting the iron your body needs, if you feel weak, run down, and are easily upset, get new pep, vigor, and color for only a few pennies a day. Start taking Ironize Yeast tomorrow.
And now welcome back to our show.
Let's all welcome the birthday boy. Now there's no turning back. Health and wealth to the birthday boy. Drink a toast, raise your glass.
All right, Cliff, we're back.
Oh, how back are we?
Oh, we're so 20, back. It's my birthday.
29 years back.
We're 29 years back.
Years back. That's I'm gonna start instead of saying years old, and I won't even explain. If people say, "What do you mean? What do you mean you're 29 years back?" I'm just gonna walk away.
Oh, Cliff.
I say that to encourage our listeners to live their lives fearlessly.
say things like bottom belches.
Kendall, for your birthday, I wanted to debut a new phrase that I've coined. I'm like Mrs. Potter Butter Churn over here coining phrases, like to coin a phrase and hot potato, drop it like a hot potato. But she coined those. We got bottom belch, which is a fart.
Yes.
And we got blorch, which is throwing up. What is their unholy combination? Bottom blorch, diarrhea.
Oh, Cliff, can I use it in a sentence?
Bottom blorch, man, I ate too much Indian food last night. I've had to bottom blorch all day.
I was going to say that I was forced to eat regular dairy cake yesterday at work because they got me a birthday cake. Uh-huh. And I had bottom blorches all night long.
Your whole life has been a bottom blorch, and here you're now trying to blame it on dairy.
Cliff, I'm gonna try to rename myself Bottom Blorch, because that Cliff and Bottom Blorch, coast to coast. That's the name of the new show.
Oh,
get used
good.
To it, listeners.
Bottom Blorch. What a big
I'm Cliff. Dowry. I'm Bottom Blorch. Thanks
for Bottom
listening.
Blorch, it is your birthday.
Oh, it is.
And people on Facebook wanted to share with you happy birthday messages.
Oh, did they now?
Kendall, here it goes. Kendall, Amanda, she said, I wish you thinness and thin mint blizzards and many slices of thin crust pizza and all those things, and that all those things be true together. Happy birthday.
I love all those things, Cliff. Those things are what makes life worth living. I don't know why they make us fat along with it.
Oh, Kendall, I know. Oh, and Adam, I think, isn't this our co-host? He says, happy birthday, Kendall. How are you celebrating? How are you celebrating, Kendall?
I'm celebrating with a podcast, Cliff.
With a podcast.
That
it's my birthday, and I'll podcast if I want to.
I'll bottom blorch if I want to.
Bottom blorch if I want to. Jennifer says, happy birthday.
Oh, I love Jennifer.
And Ashley, she says, hell yeah, who wouldn't want to celebrate your birthday today? What a great way to start the month. Happy birthday, and I hope you drink a lot soon. And Brad, our, all these co-hosts, this is a Cliff and Kendall family reunion. Brad, he says, hey, Dumbo. He's talking about how big your ears
are. Oh, what a
happy
bitch.
Birthday. Keep Law and Order looking good. Kendall, what a happy, great people you have. Wishing you happy birthday.
Oh, Law and Order never looked better.
It's never looked better.
Cliff, we did have some people to call in too. I'm gonna see what they had to say. I have not listened to this yet.
Okay.
Hey, Kendall, this is CK calling you from Nashville, Tennessee. I just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday, and I hope you have a good one. And God bless your guy show. All right.
Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you, CK.
How nice. And God bless our show. We are keeping people alive. Kendall.
God
our
bless show us is lost. Everyone, Cliff.
Some
God
people
bless
will refer to our show as Manna from Heaven. And I'm right there with them.
Manna from Heaven and fat people are from hell. All right, Cliff. And one other person called in. Let's listen to that now.
Hi, my name is Charles and I'm a contractor. And I was just calling in to wish Kendall a happy birthday. I know many years ago I turned 39 myself, and now that Kendall is 39, I know it can be a rough age. You feel like you're past your middle age, but you're really not. Kendall, I know from experience that the best years are yet to come in your life, and I know that I can't forever. And anyway, I just want to wish you a happy birthday, and I hope you have a big old cake, and I hope it tastes very good. Or
did he say 39, Cliff, or 29?
It sounded like he said 39, and you know, you have to say it, that's okay, because when I met you and you were 19, I thought you were having your 39th birthday.
Well, as you've said before, I haven't aged a bit.
You haven't. You've aged down. You've aged backward. Oh, you're Benjamin Buttoning.
Oh, thank God, Cliff. Thank God that I keep aging down.
Okay, and that's something everybody should know.
It is something everybody should know, Cliff. It's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb and enormous. Things you should know. And now here's your host with the most information about being enormous, Cliff and Kendall.
Kendall, I'm going to start calling you Kenjamin because you're so much like Benjamin Button. Aging backwards.
I'm aging backwards and getting fatter by the
and
moment.
Getting fat. Well, I didn't say you were getting any thinner. As you were nope. Quite fat as a young man, apparently, because
nobody is accusing me of getting thinner. Nobody.
And your mother's accusing me of looking the best I've ever looked at 500 pounds.
She continues to tell me on the phone, "Don't you think he looked like a skeleton before? Does he look so much better?"
No, your mother does not understand skeleton is what I'm going for.
That is the look we all wish to
that
go
is
for.
What we want. Skeleton. But anyway, don't be anorexic, listeners. But Kendall, I have the thing you should know. I went back to the decade of our birth, the beloved 1980s, for all of our questions today.
Okay. I didn't, but okay.
This question reminded me specifically of us. What detective series landed William Conrad in the hefty role of Jason Lochinvar McCabe? This was a detective series in the glorious 1980s.
In the 80s, a detective series. sorry, that was wrong. detective series 1980s. All I can think of is Dragnet and MathNet. Do you remember MathNet?
And yes, and there's something wrong with both of those answers. But the correct answer, Kendall, is this couldn't be the name of our show, Jake and the Fat Man.
Jake and the Fat Man.
That would be what tabloids would scream everywhere when I start dating my husband, Jake Gyllenhaal. National Enquirer, I've done your work for you. All right, give me a thing you should know.
I can't believe I didn't know that.
Well, we're so fat. If we have a detective show, it'll be the Fat Man and the Fat Man.
The Fat Man and the Fatter Man. And we'll let our listeners decide who's who.
We'll never refer to who is the Fatter Man.
Cliff.
It'll be a big reveal, like the end of Lost.
Oh, Cliff, my titties are so big. Why am I?
People will be waiting. They'll be like, oh my God, it's a series finale. They'll finally say, who is the Fat Man and who is the Fatter Man?
I want to move on with things we should know, but my breasts are so large.
Because right. when your breasts are as large as ours, all you can do is make this as a sex tip. Dangle your breasts in your lover's face.
Oh, Cliff, how many seconds were tacked onto 1989 to adjust for the slowdown in the Earth's rotation because there were two fatsos living on it?
Oh, I thought the Earth got slower that year. I'm going to say 26 seconds.
26 seconds? Do you think every year they slow down the Earth by 30 seconds almost?
Yeah, why not?
No, Cliff, 1 second.
Just one.
Earth is big. You think it's going to need 29 seconds to slow down?
You know, I need a lot to slow down, and I'm almost as big as the Earth. So,
yes,
all right, Kendall. Then we should know this because we ate meat in the 80s.
Yes, we did.
What sauce was hyped in TV ads with the line, "Don't cover it, discover it"?
Was that A1 sauce?
A1, my grandmother swears by it to this day.
Oh, I do too, Cliff. I still put it on my tofu steaks that I make.
Do you?
Now, can I just say, I never really loved the taste of steak. I loved the taste of A1 sauce.
All I like was sauce. That's like barbecue. I can smother anything in barbecue sauce.
You don't like the taste of the meat. You like the taste of the sauce on top of it.
Oh, okay. No, I don't buy the meat. I buy the sizzle. All right, ooh. I'm ready for this Mad Men speak there.
Oh, is
I'm
it my turn again?
Yes, fatty, fat, fat,
oh,
fat.
My God, I'm so fat.
Kendall, it's hour four of your birthday show starts like this.
Sorry. Cliff, which of the South Park kids was treated to an alien anal probe during the show's first season?
Was that Cartman?
Yes, Cliff, that was Cartman. You know your South Park trivia.
I really don't, but I had to guess. Speaking of that 26-second extra long year, 1989, uh-huh. What sitcom based an entire 1989 episode on Kevin Arnold's first zit?
Roseanne?
Oh, my God. Not Roseanne Arnold's first zit.
Oh.
Kevin Arnold, The Wonder Years. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
Cliff, Wonder Years just doesn't equate to my speech because I've never had any wonder years. I've had enormous, fat, terrible years.
Oh, Kendall, no. Happy 29th birthday.
Thank you, Cliff. Happy 29th year of terribleness.
Of terribleness.
Whose controversial bra fetched over $10,000 per cone in a 2001 auction of pop memorabilia?
Was that my mentor, role model, and daily inspiration, Madonna?
Well, of course it was, Cliff. That was your role model, Madonna.
Kind of what 1987 movie? That's why I'm wearing a cone bra right now.
I wonder why you have that on.
What 1987 movie gave Robin Williams lines like, "Time to rocket from the Delta to the DMZ"? That's my Robin Williams impression.
What did you say, rocket to the Delta to the DMV?
To the DMZ.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Good morning.
Oh. I thought you were going to say, "No, stupid."
Hey, assholes. Good morning, Vietnam.
I haven't seen that since it was 1989.
I know, right?
Is that all the questions you have, Cliff?
That's all I have, Kendall. That's all I think you ought to know this old in your life. Your memory's starting to go.
Yeah, that's okay. All the time we have today for Things You Should Know. Join us next time for more Things You Should Know About Kendall's Birth Year.
Oh.
Oh, Cliff, I'm so obese. That's all anybody needs to know.
That's all anybody needs to know, Kendall. But that's not all anybody is saying, especially the kids. They got a lot of shit to say.
Oh, Cliff, the kids are saying all kind of shit, and I love to hear what they're saying. So why don't you start us out and tell me what they're saying, Cliff?
Kendall, I looked up words that had mostly to do with your birthday.
Uh-oh, I did too. We might overlap here.
We might. Kendall.
Well, we're so fat, we overlap anyway.
The kids are saying Kendall. And a Kendall is someone who is initially a bag of happy, and if popped, will create a supersonic explosion that will send shockwaves for at least a 60-mile radius. A happy bag of such magnitude can power Finland for 36 minutes. So, Timo, you're in luck.
Oh, Cliff, I'm an enormous bag of happy.
You are a bag of happy.
Well, that's so nice. I thought you meant birthday. I looked up things that the kids were saying about birthdays, Cliff.
I wonder when we did that last. Oh, on my birthday episode.
Oh, did we? Did we really?
Yeah, we did.
Did we say what they were saying birthday meant?
Let's see. The kids are ever changing.
They so are. They all kind of shit, Cliff.
They might be saying birthday something else these days.
A couple months after your birthday, Cliff, now they're saying that birthday is a celebration of the occasion in which you exited a vagina.
Okay.
Did we say that before?
I have no recollection of that.
Okay, so. Good. Cliff, birthday means when you exit a vagina.
Tolerance juice. Kendall, the kids are saying tolerance juice.
Juice or Jews?
Jews. Okay. I've never known anybody. Hitler, he killed 8 million Jews. Any concoction of alcohol used to help tolerate a person, a place, or a situation. In theory, the more tolerance juice you consume, the less annoyed you will be. Without tolerance juice, the person, place, or situation is quite simply, well, intolerable, and you could potentially slip into a rage blackout. Kendall, in an example sentence is, you may need some tolerance juice to get through this episode of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
I was just going to use it in a sentence. The reason I can't remember whether we talked about birthdays or not is because I'm drinking a lot of tolerance juice.
You are too busy tolerating that birthday episode.
Cliff, did we say what a birthday cake meant?
Probably. Why don't you hit us with it again?
That is a girl or a woman's pussy, Cliff.
Oh!
And to use it in a sentence, when we got back to Wendy's place, she stripped down to her birthday suit and I got some whipped cream on her birthday cake and ate it.
Oh.
Oh, Cliff, that's what the kids are saying, not what I'm saying, it's what the kids are saying.
Kendall, I'm going to have to bottom blorch that out. the kids are saying, now this doesn't have anything to do with your birthday. Unless you really like the city of, maybe it does, you can tell us in a minute. Toledo Torpedo.
You've said that before.
No, I haven't. A Toledo Torpedo is moving one's bowels underwater while in a bath, hot tub, or pool on another person. And an example is, I was making out in a pool last night, and as I dove underwater, she gave me a Toledo Torpedo.
Oh, Cliff, that's disgusting.
Okay, now we know what you had for your birthday. What your birthday gift was.
A Toledo, Toledo Torpedo.
Yeah.
Cliff, oh, look at that. A party whistle when you belch.
Oh, that's Cliff, what it sounds like.
Do you know what birthday sex is?
No.
Oh, Cliff.
What is it?
Birthday sex is obligation-free sex, which happens on or around someone's birthday, and it's usually initiated by the birthday boy or girl's partner and involving a mix of acts which more favor the birthday boy or girl's preferences. The usual rules of reciprocation and mutual pleasure are temporarily suspended, and the birthday girl or boy is considered free to climax whenever and wherever the hell they please, Cliff.
Oh my goodness, Kendall, did you have any birthday sex?
I'm not going to answer that question, because that is private, Cliff. Birthday sex is private.
You were deemed too fat to have any birthday sex.
I was truncated from the birthday sex.
Now, Kendall, I got back to you on this next, what the kids were saying.
Uh-oh.
The kids are saying Nashville Stinkhouse.
Oh, what does that mean, Cliff? What does it mean?
Nashville Stinkhouse, that is when one slowly but surely crawls inside another's anal cavity until their entire body has been engulfed by the person's rectum. The person inside the rectum then decides to live in said rectum for several years. Once a Nashville Stinkhouse has been initiated, it cannot be stopped. It turns out that the human anus is a prime piece of real estate and provides one with a warm home, plenty of space, and enough food and drink to last a lifetime. And Kendall, the sentence that goes along with that is, Jeff, can you give me a Nashville Stinkhouse? My house has been foreclosed and I require a place to take residence.
Well, Cliff, the housing market is doing pretty bad lately.
The economy is so bad.
The only thing I could afford is a Nashville Stinkhouse at this point.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even afford a Toledo Torpedo. The economy is so bad.
Oh, I can't afford a birthday cake, Cliff.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's all I have that the kids are saying.
Oh, that's all I got, Kendall. That is all I have.
I mean, they're saying a lot, but that's all I've got to tell you about this week.
The kids won't shut it this week.
Cliff, I have 1 minute. Oh. But I would love...
We have an extra birthday minute, huh? All right.
I would love to hear what's going on in the world, because that is my favorite segment that we do, Cliff.
Well, Kendall, just for you and only for you.
It's time for Cliff's Media Minute. Oh, Cliff, tell me what's happening. I'm about to give you 1 minute, and don't go a second over. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Go.
All right, Kendall, did you know that there are 3 hip and edgy versions of Snow White coming to theaters?
Ooh,
really
edgy? No, I didn't.
Edgy. They're edgy and hip. One of them's called Snow White and the Huntsman. People are saying that might be Johnny Depp is the Huntsman, maybe.
Ooh.
There's another one that they don't know, but it's going to be hip and edgy. And then the third one is called Snow and the Seven, and it's about Snow White that texts messages a lot.
I thought you were going to say Snow White and the Seven Wet...
Oh, Kendall, that's what you're going to be watching tonight while you're having birthday.
That's on cinema.
Alone.
Yeah.
Now, Kendall, fans of classic music rejoice. Do you know what Chanteuse is back in the studio recording an album?
Oh, Cliff, what's he recording? Minuet in G minor?
No, this is Kim Kardashian. She's recording an album. Kendall, can you believe it? And it's when asked what genre, they said fun. So, Kendall, speaking of music, did you know when is the last time you were in on such a cultural phenomenon as Taylor Swift? She has sold 1 million copies of her new album in the first week. Can you believe it, Kendall?
Big deal. We sold over 1 million copies of our show in 1 week.
Oh, Kendall, we couldn't sell 1 million copies of our show if we had them taped on the back of Taylor Swift CDs. That's all, Kendall. It's been a minute.
Oh,
it's your birthday.
All right, Cliff.
And it's your birthday.
That's wonderful. I'm glad you stuck to 1 minute on my birthday.
Oh, Kendall, it's so sad you being so old.
Cliff, it's so sad that I'm such an old bitch. I'm an
old.
I'm an old, fat, balding bitch.
Oh, no.
If our listeners are suffering through their late 20s like I am, they can go to cliffandkendall.com.
This is late.
Blogspot.com.
It's late.
Facebook.com/cliffandkendall. Twitter.com/cliffandkendall. They can email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. They can call us at 818-308-4FAT, or they can just talk to us on the street if you see us. We'll talk to you. We'll be your friend.
God knows if we're on the street, you won't be able to miss us.
We're as big as a building.
Kendall, I have a couple quotes I thought you would enjoy about aging in this reflective time of your life.
Let me have them, Cliff.
Age is not particularly an interesting subject. Anyone can get old. All you have to do is live long enough. And that was said by Groucho Marx.
Oh, good old Groucho.
Good old Groucho.
Well, I have a quote, Cliff, and that's, all the world is birthday cake, so take a piece, but not too much. And that was George Harrison. That's words that we should live by.
And the words to live by. Unfortunately, we can't. I have another quote, Kendall, because I know you need it. You need some solace. You need one quantum of solace, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Of middle age, the best that can be said is that a middle-aged person has likely learned how to have a little fun in spite of his troubles. And that was said by Donald R. Perry, Marquis, who had such a long name, but was also full of wisdom.
Just a little fun, said. Cliff.
Just a little fun.
And I have one other one.
All right.
Life... Or live
it's
as
like
long,
a box of chocolate.
Live as long as you may. The first 20 years are the longest half of your life. They are, Cliff. They are so fucking long.
Oh, Kendall, but we're almost dead.
We're almost dead.
We're getting closer to that sweet relief that death will bring.
When we go to Clipping in a Cloud. Okay, Cliff, take
when
us home.
When we all see Jesus. But no, we have a lot to live for.
That's what I have to live for. Your belches
we
every
week.
We
have a lot to live for.
Cliff, take us
and
home
we have
before
so
I turn 30.
So many blessings. And Kendall, you are one of my blessings every day. I can't even hardly count any more blessings than you because you're such a big blessing.
I was about to say, because I'm so big, there's only one blessing to fit in here.
But that's true. I'm Cliff.
Oh, and I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm 29.
Happy birthday. And we, myself, and the listeners love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
Would you perhaps like these gift wraps? And little Johnny says, that wouldn't make much sips. Let me do this again.
Wouldn't, would it?
Cliff.